When the Lord gave his disciples the first Holy Supper, he said to them, "But I say to you, I will not drink of this produce of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Even from these few words, it is clear that the Holy Supper symbolizes something spiritual, because the Lord says he will drink it with us in his Father's kingdom, that is, in heaven. Right from the first Holy Supper, the Lord showed that this sacrament, or holy act of worship, is meant to remind us of our spiritual nourishment and of the Lord himself, who feeds us and lifts us up forever. In connection with spiritual nourishment, we read, "It is the same with a person's affection as it is with the man himself. Unless his affection is sustained with food, it dies. A good man is an affection for good and so for truth." A good man is an affection for good and so for truth. "But an evil man is an affection for evil and so for falsity." This is especially evident when a person becomes a spirit. The sphere, which then pours forth from him, is a sphere either of the affection of good or of the affection of evil. His nourishment is not from natural food and drink, but from spiritual food and drink. These spiritual foods are falsity from evil to an evil spirit, and truth from good to a good spirit. The nourishment of human minds during their life in the body is no different. This is why, in the Word, all things relating to food, such as bread, meat, wine, water, and many other things, mean the kinds of things that belong to spiritual nourishment. From this it is plain what the Lord's words in Matthew mean: "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that goes forth out of the mouth of God." It is also clear what his words in Luke mean: "You will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom." The prophet Amos clearly shows the correspondence between food to sustain the body and truth to feed the mind. "Behold, the days come in which I will send a hunger into the earth, not a hunger for bread, nor a thirst for waters, but for hearing the words of Yehovah." The words of the Lord feed our spirits by giving us hope, purpose, and direction in our lives. Teachings from the Word inspire us with the desire to live by the truth and to do what is good in the Lord's sight. These good affections and thoughts are spiritual bread and wine. In particular, the wine which the Lord said he would drink new with us in his kingdom means the divine truth nourishing spiritual life, giving us love to the Lord and mutual love toward others. At the Last Supper, the Lord gave the disciples something to drink, just as spiritually, he gave them good things to think about all his life. It was a sign of love among close friends to share a common cup. When we accept the cup from the Lord, this represents accepting the truth he is teaching us. When we drink from it, it symbolizes making that truth our own by applying it in our lives so that it becomes a part of us, just as wine that we drink becomes a part of our bodies. And when we drink from the Lord's cup, naturally and spiritually, we are conjoined with him in love. We are his friends as we do whatever he commands us. Since, by promising to drink with us, the Lord meant that he would teach us the truth, we can see some of the special things he had in mind when he spoke of drinking the wine new with his disciples. The Lord spoke these words only a few hours before his arrest and crucifixion. The end of one church had come. The Lord could give no further instruction to that state of mankind, and his disciples could make no further progress in their understanding of who the Lord was until he had risen from the dead. So he said, "I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. With his resurrection, the Lord brought a new day to the human race. He formed a new heaven and established a new church, the Christian church. The truth of that new heaven and new church is the wine his disciples would drink new with him in his kingdom. The most important truth of all, the essence of the new wine, is the acknowledgement of the Lord as the one God of heaven and earth. It is the idea that God is human, and the Lord Jesus Christ is that one God. The Lord's coming into the world gave us a whole new way to approach him. Before his coming, people could only look forward to the day when he would come. They could only vaguely guess what God was like. He was seen through the dark glass of prophecy and representation. But since the Lord came in person, he showed us plainly who he is and what he is like. Now he teaches us in a new way. He drinks the wine new with us. We, in turn, are able to look to him for all our teaching and our deliverance from evil. We can take up our cross and follow our God, for we know him and he shows us the way. The Lord was referring to this new closeness between himself and mankind when he called the wine the blood of the new covenant. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." The Lord gave his life so that we could be saved, so that our sins could be forgiven. Our sins are forgiven as soon as we turn away from them to follow him. As we repent, the Lord gives us a new heart and puts a new spirit within us. This new heart and new spirit given by regeneration is the purpose of the new truth the Lord offers. It is the produce of the vine that the Lord mentioned. By the vine itself, the Lord meant himself and our understanding made new or reborn from him by a good life in keeping with the word. The produce of the vine, where the sweetness is the good heart that the Lord gives us as we live by the word now opened to our understanding. Living by the word produces true love for others. This is the new wine that the Lord wishes above all to drink with us in his kingdom. Then our love and wisdom will always be fresh and new. He will renew our interests with new insights and visions and give us new talents for performing the uses we most love. This is why heaven never becomes boring, but grows more delightful forever. We cannot drink the fruit of the vine fully until we come to our Father's kingdom in heaven. But the Holy Supper, where we drink of it representatively, serves as a reminder of the Lord's hope and purpose for us. In a more general sense, his kingdom is wherever his truth reigns in people's lives. Especially it is where the Lord is acknowledged and worshiped in his divine human, that is, where people know and believe that he is the one and only God, the Creator from eternity, the Redeemer who came into the world, and the Savior of each one of us every day of our lives. These are the people with whom he can share the new wine. This is the marriage supper of the Lamb. Today, the Lord is again making all things new, both for the human race and for each person who is willing to accept his cup. May we receive gratefully the blood of the new covenant so that the Lord may form a new heart and a new spirit within us. Then after death, he will always be able to drink it new with us in his heavenly kingdom. Amen.